Chapter 20. Then all the people of Israel came out. The congregation met in the presence of God at Mizpah. They were all there, from Dan to Beersheba, as one person. The leaders of all the people, representing all the tribes of Israel, took their places in the gathering of God's people. There were 400 divisions of sword-wielding infantry. Meanwhile, the Benjaminites got wind that the Israelites were meeting at Mizpah. The people of Israel said, "Now tell us, how did this outrageous evil happen?" The Levite, the husband of the murdered woman, spoke. "My concubine and I came to spend the night at Gibeah, a Benjaminite town. That night, the men of Gibeah came after me. They surrounded the house, intending to kill me. They gang-raped my concubine, and she died. So I took my concubine, cut up her body, and sent her piece by piece, 12 pieces, to every part of Israel's inheritance. This vile and outrageous crime was committed in Israel. So, Israelites, make up your minds. Decide on some action." All the people were at once as one person on their feet. "None of us will go home. Not a single one of us will go to his own house. Here's our plan for dealing with Gibeah. We'll march against it by drawing lots. We'll take 10 of every 100 men from all the tribes of Israel, 100 of every 1,000, and 1,000 of every 10,000, to carry food for the army. When the troops arrive at Gibeah, they will settle accounts for this outrageous and vile evil that was done in Israel." So all the men in Israel were gathered against the city, totally united. The Israelite tribes sent messengers throughout the tribe of Benjamin, saying, "What's the meaning of this outrage that took place among you? Surrender the men right here and now, these hellraisers of Gibeah. We'll put them to death and burn the evil out of Israel." But they wouldn't do it. The Benjaminites refused to listen to their brothers, the people of Israel. Instead, they raised an army from all their cities and rallied at Gibeah to go to war against the people of Israel. In no time at all, they had recruited from their cities 26 divisions of sword-wielding infantry. From Gibeah, they got 700 hand-picked fighters, the best. There were another 700 super marksmen who were ambidextrous. They could sling a stone at a hare and not miss. The men of Israel, excluding Benjamin, mobilized 400 divisions of sword-wielding fighting men. They set out and went to Bethel to inquire of God. The people of Israel said, "Who of us shall be first to go into battle with the Benjaminites?" God said, "Judah goes first." The people of Israel got up the next morning and camped before Gibeah. The army of Israel marched out against Benjamin and took up their positions, ready to attack Gibeah. But the Benjaminites poured out of Gibeah and devastated 22 Israelite divisions on the ground. The Israelites went back to the sanctuary and wept before God until evening. They again inquired of God, "Shall we again go into battle against the Benjaminites, our brothers?" God said, "Yes, attack." The army took heart. The men of Israel took up the positions they had deployed on the first day. On the second day, the Israelites again advanced against Benjamin. This time, as the Benjaminites came out of the city, on this second day, they devastated another 18 Israelite divisions, all swordsmen. All the people of Israel, the whole army, were back at Bethel, weeping, sitting there in the presence of God. That day, they fasted until evening. They sacrificed whole burnt offerings and peace offerings before God. And they again inquired of God. The chest of God's covenant was there at that time, with Phinehas, son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, as the ministering priest. They asked, "Shall we again march into battle against the Benjaminites, our brothers? Or should we call it quits?" And God said, "Attack. Tomorrow I'll give you victory." This time, Israel placed men in ambush all around Gibeah. On the third day when Israel set out, they took up the same positions before the Benjaminites as before. When the Benjaminites came out to meet the army, they moved out from the city. Benjaminites began to cut down some of the troops just as they had before. About 30 men fell in the field and on the roads to Bethel and Gibeah. The Benjaminites started bragging, "We're dropping them like flies, just as before." But the Israelites strategized. "Now let's retreat and pull them out of the city onto the main roads." So every Israelite moved farther out to Baal Tamar, at the same time the Israelite ambush rushed from its place west of Gibeah. 10 crack divisions from all over Israel now arrived at Gibeah. Intense, bloody fighting. The Benjaminites had no idea that they were about to go down in defeat. God routed them before Israel. The Israelites decimated 25 divisions of Benjamin that day, 25,100 killed. They were all swordsmen. The Benjaminites saw that they were beaten. The men of Israel acted like they were retreating before Benjamin, knowing that they could depend on the ambush they had prepared for Gibeah. The ambush erupted and made quick work of Gibeah. The ambush spread out and massacred the city. The strategy for the main body of the ambush was that they send up a smoke signal from the city. Then the men of Israel would turn in battle. When that happened, Benjamin had killed about 30 Israelites and thought they were on their way to victory, yelling out, "They're on the run, just as in the first battle." But then the signal went up from the city, a huge column of smoke. When the Benjaminites looked back, there it was, the whole city going up in smoke. By the time the men of Israel had turned back on them, the men of Benjamin fell apart. They could see that they were trapped. Confronted by the Israelites, they tried to get away down the wilderness road, but by now the battle was everywhere. The men of Israel poured out of the towns, killing them right and left, hot on their trail, picking them off east of Gibeah. 18 divisions of Benjaminites were wiped out, all their best fighters. 5 divisions turned to escape to the wilderness, to Rimmon Rock, but the Israelites caught and slaughtered them on roads. Keeping the pressure on, the Israelites brought down 2 more divisions. The total of the Benjaminites killed that day came to 25 divisions of infantry, their best swordsmen. 600 men got away. They made it to Rimmon Rock in the wilderness and held out there for 4 months. The men of Israel came back and killed all the Benjaminites who were left, all the men and animals they found in every town, and then torched the towns, sending them up in flames.